There's been several references as of the last few weeks and of that of genealogies found in the scriptures. Now, George and I didn't collaborate at all on this morning. Whether it's the ones in the genealogies found in Matthew, Luke, or even those lists of the Old Testament. At which point, all of which on those point to the heritage of families. And there is a lot that can be found if you were to search your ancestries and search your background and search your genealogy. Sometimes you look back and you may find people that you knew nothing about. You find a name that sounds familiar or sound, you know, that may be even yours, you know, from way back or something. You discover information about them. You find out what they did, how long they lived, where they lived, who they married, what they did as an occupation. And if you would even go back just as only as far as 11 generations, you would probably determine that probably 4,000 plus people may be in that family tree of yours. And just going back only about that far, how they worked and they lived and fought for what they believed in, and they fought to keep that lineage going. All of that to make you the person you are today. You continue going back, you could discover many more people, but the point is all of them make up you, where you are today. A person could say a little bit of them and is in all of you. With all that knowledge, a person can get caught up in searching your ancestry, and none of them, you'll find out, can give you eternal life. It only took one perfect man, and that person in that person of the Jesus Christ, one sacrifice to give his life as a ransom for many, to give his life so that you might live. It is that sacrifice on that family tree, the cross of Christ, that unites us here today. Regardless of what your genealogy might turn up, our hope and our prayer today is, as we all gather here, is to remember the one amongst millions who saw so far ahead that he gave his life for you and I. So as we remember this sacrifice this morning, let's remember that of all who've ever lived, there's only one who died for you. Dear Father in heaven, as we come to this table this morning, Lord, and we're so glad that we do have these genealogies pointed out to us, and as we've even looked back through scriptures, how important those are to know where some of those things come from, and to know even in the Bible there, Lord, to show and give that fact of the correct lineage of your Son. But even as we have and we look at our lineages today, we're so happy for that sacrifice of one who gave his life on behalf of us, who foresaw us so far in the future that he could even see it around his table at this point today. And as these emblems point to that, and as we look back by these emblems and reflect upon that cross, knowing that the fruit of the vine representing your pure and precious blood that was shed, the bread representing the body that you freely gave as a ransom for us as well, torn apart and beaten by the scourge, and as a spear was thrust into your side, even more blood and water poured forth from your body, Lord. These emblems are here to remind us of that sacrifice, remind us of that love that you had for each of us. And as we partake this morning, Let us grow stronger in our knowledge of you, have more resolve to live a life more pleasing to you. For it's your Son's name we pray. Amen.